You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A call your shot Friday for the Browns as they are going to take on the Tennessee Titans in just under 2 days down there in Nashville, Tennessee. And the Browns, an important game to get a win on the road, get to 2-2, start to change this narrative around here. And folks, you can change your gear and get the freshest Cleveland Browns gear by visiting the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Browns mobile app. Also, don't miss the new Dog Pound t-shirts with a limited run only at the team shop on First Energy Stadium. We asked you on Twitter as well if the Browns will win if they do blank. Browns will win if they do blank. And before we do that, I just want to give a piece of NFL news. Matt Prater, the longtime kicker of the Denver Broncos, has been released by the team returning from his suspension. He is out of there. That's it.
That, again,
good night, Irene.
Somebody got signed to replace him for four games and took that opportunity and ran with it. And now a seasoned veteran who I'm sure
is going to count $4 million against their cap next year as a kicker.
Exactly.
So
is now on the streets.
He is on the streets. Could draw some interest around the league, certainly. We've got kind of your answers. What do the Browns have to do? Babalu says special teams had 2 weeks to tweak the problems, must step up, and the Browns will win big.
I'm okay with that. Does the special teams need to be fixed? Yes.
Yes.
Do the special teams need to not be talked about?
Yes. More importantly, yes.
More importantly, yes. The only times we should talk about special teams is a field goal through the uprights or a significant change in field position in our favor. Otherwise, they need to be status quo. We don't need to know the names of these guys. We just need to know that we're a quality club on special teams.
Drew, whose Twitter handle is a good one, at RatherBeGolfin. I can relate to that, Drew.
Word.
The Browns will win if the defense finds itself. Hashtag no offensive worries. Listen, there's a lot of truth to that. This team was supposed to be carried by its defense. This was supposed to be a lot of the guys in the locker room, a lot of the coach, oh, this is the most talented team I have seen on defense. This is going to be a top five defense in the NFL. I'd love to see it, because if that happens, then the Browns can do the things that people who like to look ahead at the schedule and see a nice stretch, then they can do those things. They have an opportunity to go forward and roll off a couple of wins, because as you've talked about many times, it's not just important to win a game here or there. It's important to start stacking wins, because when you do that, it's basically like filling the tub. The water, everything rises up.
Absolutely. I mean, the energy in this building. We saw, I mean, the efficiency of the workers in this building after a Saints victory doubled from 1 week to the next. Just imagine.
And then it got crushed after the Ravens game.
Just imagine if you were a participant in that locker room. And again, having been a part of winning seasons and winning teams and winning organizations, it's you walk around with a smile on your face. You walk around with your chest out. You walk around proud that you're a representative of the Cleveland Browns, regardless of where you go. And that's the one thing also, too, is for those, and again, maybe next year we'll be getting an opportunity to, but when you're on a bye and you go home or you go somewhere, you go to Vegas, you go to Cabo, people are going to notice that you're a professional athlete, but they're going to go, what team do you play for? Do you want them to go, oh, you play for the Browns? Or, man, you play for the Browns? You guys are off to an amazing season. You go, what's your record again? Oh, 5-2? Really? Good for you guys. Keep it going.
That's what
we need, that energy in this building, and it starts, and it can start this week.
It can start this week. Absolutely a very important game. Gary in Boardman says, Matt said it best, they win if they buy in. Good teams buy in. Browns 27, Titans 16. That's it. Paul Myers, our good friend P. Myers Golf, says the Browns will win if, wait, no if, they will win.
That's right.
And they're going to hang 35 on the Tennessee Titans. At Wolfspack 19 said the Browns will win if the defense gets off the field on third downs. Yes, third down conversions will be key on both sides of the ball. And Frank Wycheck brought up a good point about this Titans team, their inability to stay on the field on offense, get on the field on defense. They've been on the field. They're only possessing the ball 26 minutes a game right now, 28th in the NFL. That's something that the Browns hopefully can continue to exploit, be on offense the majority of the game, and dominate this one.
Nathan, that plays right into our strong suit. You know, Brian Hoyer making great decisions, a running game that is able to move the chains and methodically. We're not going to be a football team that's going to go 4 plays, 80 yards. We're a team that's going to go 12 plays, 80 yards, 90 yards in 15 plays. That's Cleveland Browns football, you know, and that's kind of goes hand in hand with our defense shutting them down, getting up the field, getting turnovers, and give that offense more opportunities. And we very well could see that 35-17, 35-10, 28-10 type of football game.
That would be phenomenal. Sweet. It would be music to our ears. Jake Locker will start on Sunday. Breaking news, Pro Football Talk reporting that Locker will in fact start on Sunday for the Tennessee Titans. He's missed two long stretches with injuries the last two seasons. Practiced in full third straight day. Ken Wisenhunt saying he will be in the starting lineup. Said Wisenhunt, quote, he's had a good week of practice. The first day working back into it with the hand, we weren't sure how it was going to be, but he has progressed as the week has gone along. Now, the team will be most likely without Blitty Ray Wilson, who suffered a concussion last week. He's expected to be listed as questionable, but not expected to play after failing to get clearance for practice this week. That means Cody Sensabaugh will be playing. Ray Wilson has been starting at corner for them, so there'll be a man down in their secondary for this game against the Browns, but they will have Jake Locker back at the quarterback position. 216-578-0850, the way to get on board here and call your shot on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Another tweet pouring in as they do. The Browns will win if they play as a unit, says Kyle Bond. And, yeah, I think this has to be one team. How important, Matt, is it when you go on the road, when literally you pull up in the bus and you see everybody flipping you off as you drive in, nobody's rooting for you, they're all against you, to have that kind of us versus the world mentality when you go into another stadium?
It's great. And like I said, it becomes a part of who you are as a team. And the fact that, you know, you pull up and you're able to not – really, but in your mind, you're throwing middle fingers up at them like, no, we got you this week. We're a better football team. We're better prepared. We know what we're about to go out and do to your beloved Tennessee Titans. You just don't know yet.
You just don't know. That's right. We're going to do it. We know that's what the Browns hope to take on the bus and into that stadium this Sunday when they take on the Titans, 1 o'clock. And I think they have a good chance of doing so at LP Field. Bob Rose, he says, the Browns will win if they stop worrying about blowing games. They're too tight at key moments. The talent is great. Just play. How much does that factor in when you've had a team that's had basically three games where they've had critical moments? Two of them, they have failed to make the critical play. They have lost. One, they have made the critical plays. They have won. It really can be when you're playing games this tight, what it ultimately comes down to in the NFL.
It definitely does. A couple things is, one is, you know, you work extremely hard. And I mean, the Pittsburgh game is very, very hard to talk about because that first half was so drastically different from the second. But what you do is, again, you play those first three quarters. You can't relax at any point and just say, well, you know what, we're going to get into a close one and then we're going to go make that play. Because we've shown that we've made it and we've not. And that's why we're sitting at 1-2. That's the one point. Is playing as hard as you do late in the game, early in the game, to set the table, you know, for a margin of victory, to not put yourself in a situation to lose on a last second kick or to lose simply by not making that one more play. And that's what we really have to do and find out. And again, we have to have those guys on this roster, and I believe that we do, that don't shy away from that spotlight to make those plays.
I want to see this team not have to make a play at the end of the fourth quarter.
Right?
Get a big lead, step on their throats.
That was my point.
You can make that game-winning play. It doesn't have to be in the fourth quarter. And that's what the Beachman says. Beachman 3,300, I'm sorry. Says Browns win if they get the lead by halftime and can grind down the clock with their running backs in the second half. Very good point there, Beachman. All right, we're talking about what some other teams in the NFL are going to have to do to win their games. Matt and I continue to go through the schedule and predict the winners around the NFL. This is an interesting one for me. The 3-1 Houston Texans at the 3-1 Dallas Cowboys in a battle for Texas. Cowboys, a big favorite at home. People not buying in the Texans, a team that might not have Arian Foster, saying he is a game-time decision. We know they won't have the number one overall pick, Jadeveon Clowney, in this one. It is Texans. It is Cowboys. Matt, your call.
I'll tell you what, man. After the way the Cowboys throttled those New Orleans Saints that we talked about earlier, I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys. I think that the balance that Tony Romo now has as a quarterback with DeMarco Murray on the ground, I think they too, we talk about identity. I think the Cowboys, after year after year after year of 8-8, they have finally found their offensive identity. They have the deep threats down the field.
Yes, they
They've got a great run game in DeMarco Murray. They've got a series of number one draft picks on that offensive line that are opening up those holes. And I think their defense is finally stepping up to say, hey, don't forget about us. We can make plays even with the loss of DeMarcus Ware and Chris Canty and players like that.
It's amazing their defense is playing as well as it is, but I think it comes down to the identity of the Dallas Cowboys running the football, leading the league at 165 yards per game. DeMarco Murray's run for 100 yards in each of the first four, putting him in very elite and select company. Houston giving up too many on the ground right now and don't have enough firepower, I don't think, to compete if Dallas does get the lead. I'm going to go with the Cowboys as well. Buffalo at Detroit. I don't think we need to put a ton of time into this one. I'm taking the Detroit Lions, who have been a much improved defense this year, and that's why they are winning games. I think they shut down the Bills.
I think you are just naturally going to pick anybody versus the Buffalo.
I want whoever is playing the Bills to win.
Because of that darn draft pick,
fair.
Exactly. But again, as you said, I think Detroit right now sits number one in the NFC North. Ahead of the Green Bay Packers, who's playing some great football. But again, the resurgence under Jim Caldwell and the way in which that defense is playing, they're playing like some grown adults, and we all know the threat that Megatron and Matt Stafford are offensively.
No question. Megatron, they say, will play this weekend. Golden Tate has been one of the best under-the-radar acquisitions this offseason. I think for a team in the NFL, playing very well as the number two receiver in Detroit, had over 100 yards last week. For the Bills, we know that E.J. Manuel has been benched. It will be Kyle Orton. Maybe he can help them get some return on that investment they made in Sammy Watkins. All right, we're going to be back with Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.